This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's possible, the proof very much lies in the pudding here, but it's possible that decades from now, economic historians are going to look back and say, that day right there, the 19th of August of 19, that's when it changed. It's a long shot, but it could be, because today a business lobbying group called the Business Roundtable published what amounts to an update of its definition of, and this is a quote, the purpose of a corporation. No longer is maximizing shareholder value the prime corporate directive. From now on, at least 181 members of the roundtable say, in addition to shareholders, companies have to take into account how their decisions are going to affect employees, suppliers, customers, and communities. Margaret Blair is an economist who teaches at Vanderbilt Law School. Professor Blair, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
First things first, I suppose, were you surprised by this announcement today?
A little bit. It does seem to me that it's an interesting development, indicating that there are certain people who are worried about the direction that capitalism has been going for the last 10 or 15 years or 20 years.
And perhaps also there's some handwriting on the wall here. It's become an issue in the campaign. This economy, as we all know, is changing. And I guess one does wonder where they've been, that they're just now catching up.
I think that's right. The leading voices from the business community have been from the institutional investors who have started to speak up and say, wait a minute, we're in this for the long run, so we need you to still be in business that far out. We need to be paying attention to these long-run issues.
How are we going to know if, and this is remarkably cynical, and I apologize in advance, but how are we going to know if Business Roundtable and all these 180-something signatories really mean it? What should we look for?
Good question. One of the big problems is how to measure what they do. And I think one reason that the focus became about 30 years ago on share value is it's very easy to measure. Whereas a lot of the other ways that we have of measuring things are subject to manipulation, they're subject to mismeasurement. And so we have to be very creative about coming up with ways of measuring things like sustainability, things like how are you taking care of your employees, that sorts of things.
Has to be said that some of the companies on this list, not a few of them anyway, are saying one thing today, but have very recently been doing another, buying back stocks and paying their CEOs many multiples of what average employees make. I mean, there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance here.
They would love to have you believe that they're doing the things that they claim that they're doing. But I think the fact that they're talking about it is different. That is change. They've been denying their responsibility for these other sorts of goals, for social and environmental goals in the past. And they're starting to at least now speak up and say the right words.
Well, so that gets to sort of the existential question. Is this and this is really grand, but is this a rethinking of capitalism in America?
Well, I don't really think so, because I think it's the way capitalism was throughout the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and into the 70s. It was around 88 or 89 that their tone changed and they started advocating shareholder primacy.
To that point about shareholder value being easy to measure, are there things you would be looking for to say, you know what, they actually meant it this time? They're actually changing to more of a stakeholder value model.
The fact that corporations have been shedding employees, they don't want to be responsible for the benefits. They want to have a just-in-time workforce that they can call in when they need them and not have to pay them when they don't need them. I will believe it when I start to see some significant changes in those trends.
Margaret Blair is at the Vanderbilt University Law School. She is an economist there, as it happens. Dr. Blair, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Kai.